Yes, please. Harvesting, yes.
And this is a word that's come up for me a lot on this retreat. Like I felt really connected to when they were cutting the wheat. And mango season has come.
And
I'm wondering if I can persuade you to say a little bit more about that. About what you think harvesting is.
Yeah, I think, you know, because it's very important area, harvesting. You know, otherwise, what happens, you do everything, and grain goes on the land, kind of, somehow. So, it's, like, we spend this time, maybe 4 weeks, really contacting in, you know, like, we really explored some inner realm of us, and it will be helpful to, like, now what can happen if we don't harvest, then we go out of retreat, and then again, like, where we have been behaving before, like, we come to same place and start, like, all behaviors from there. And another thing can be, we stay in touch with this, like, inner place, and try to be, like, you know, and in the beginning, of course, you will not know, because, like, this, like, to live from there, you know, like, to actually lie down is very easy, you know. But to live from there is, like, you know, we have to accept making mistake, because many times there will be mistakes, but also learning from the mistake, you know, there is a way that you are always contacting this place while you are acting in the world. So this is, like, basically what harvesting will be in this case. Yes. Okay. What is that? Harvesting. You know, like when you, like in Israel, you know, when you pluck apples, you know, like when you pluck apples. What is in Hebrew? That is. Different words. Okay. So, like, yeah. What will be like? You know. Now you. Yeah. Okay. So that means I can go in the book. Can I? Okay. So last evening, Krishna has been talking about these three gunas. Like, we, basically he wants us to know, like because we say, you know, this is how I am. And Krishna is saying, like, you have a reason to be who you are, you know. Like, there is some mechanism in, and this is why you are the way you are. And if you, like, many times we say, you know, like, you know, I was born like this, you know. I was born angry. Like, many times, like, people who really love anger, you know. Like, I have a friend, like, German friend. And he used to say, you know, I was born angry, you know. So, like, I used to say, yes, you know, I accepted that. But you have a chance to, you know, get rid of it. But, you know, like, he tried many times, but, like, it's difficult. But Krishna, like, Krishna is saying, yeah, that's true, that you are born like that. But, like, there is also possibility, if you really want to, like, change yourself, there is a possibility. You know, this is why he's saying, like, these are the, like, basic qualities, you know, like, we have, like, many of us are, like, like sattva, you know, really balanced and really enjoying the life. And many of us are like working too hard for nothing, actually, you know. We gain many, many things, like we actually, you know, from working hard, like, I think many times we have so many bank accounts, you know, and that we forget, like, you know, which one I have B money and which one I have, like, you know, the B money means, I think everyone understands, B money means like the, where you don't pay tax, you know, that money. So, like, but like the only thing is missing that, you know, you don't feel satisfied, you don't feel happy, you know, like you have everything, like many accounts with B money and everything, but you don't feel happy, like with the this second quality, and with the third quality, you know, like you, also you are not, because you, there is no questioning, you know, like you, it seems like a maybe happier state than the second one, than the rajas, but because there is no questioning, like even you don't question, you know, you just let it be, kind of, not in a good way, let it be, like really question is not there, so also not good state. And now he's talking more about these three things. Again, he's saying, yada sattve prabuddhe tu pralayam yati dehabhrat tadottam vidam lokam mala ti padyate. So now he's making another point. He's saying that actually, you know, there is an architect. There is an architect, you know, who is kind of designing our bodies. But also he's saying like, there is a possibility that we also design our kitchen, you know, like he's saying like, there is one architect who is designing like bodies, you know, because they are same. But he's saying like there is a possibility that we also design our kitchen, you know, something in we also design. And this is why we are different. Like he's saying like because of this very, very special liking of kitchen, you know, puja, like worship room, you know, and inside, there are some corners where we can really design for ourselves, and this is why, like, although having same architecture, is still difference. We are different, and now he's talking about that. He's saying that somebody who have been living like a sattva, like sattva kind of life, and in the next birth, that person will choose circumstances where he really can let go of, like, you know, the impurities. Like, you know, he can really evolve more. He will make some structure in through that. He really can see things, you know, because like about us, like who people who are here in this hall today. No, actually, we are born in the West, and our family thinks that, you know, we are little cuckoo, you know, little crazy, kind of like we many times we receive emails from parents, especially mothers, you know. They say, you know, How you are going to manage your life, you know, this is their question, like, you know, with a big question mark, kind of, like, you know, with very big letters, because now in email, you really can make it big. So, like, the first thing will be, you know, I don't know, like, you are doing, like, sitting, closing eyes in India, what are you doing there, kind of, you know, like, and somehow we don't have, like, a way to really tell them what we are doing. But like somehow we also don't feel that, you know, I'm kind of wasting our time, you know. Like this is another thing, like we know that, you know, this is not waste of time, you know. Many times, like, many people say. Then sometimes like little questioning come, you know, do I waste my time? But then again, you know, we overcome this question and we know that, you know, no, this is not. And why this is? Because why our mothers, you know, our parents cannot see this? Because probably they don't have same kind of kitchen, you know, in. They don't have same kind of worship room in somehow. Like this is what Krishna is saying. He's saying like we, although like our bodies are designed by same architect, you know, because they really have kind of same things. But he's saying like really inside we design ourselves. And this is why, because of this designing, you know, like if you sometimes want to blame somebody, you know, it's good to blame this designing and later yourself because you somehow designed this. And this is why you have to come, you know, all the way from there to India and really, you know, in dusty places, you know, all these things. So like, you know, sometimes if you really want to blame, you know, I think, you know, it's good to blame this design and after, you know, yourself. Like if you like, otherwise, and also you can really feel happy about it because, so he's saying, Krishna is saying that people who have lived sattva life, like, you know, found enough happiness from the life, but still, even that happiness is not good enough to continue. Like somehow we want something more, like something more than the normal happiness. And this is why we design ourselves like in, you know, like some special design. And then we really have to, like the question come, you know, what is, you know, this is good, but what is this life about, you know, this question come to us. And then we really have to go, you know, like from one country to, and then we watch, like, we see on the map, you know, where is India, kind of somehow, and then we are drawn to India or some other country. So Krishna is saying, like, this is because we really made our kitchens special or our worship rooms special. This is why these questions come to us, not to everyone. Any questions around this?
Is this something that we designed in the previous life? Yeah,
he's talking like, you know, with the, like living really happily, you know,
yeah.
Like when you really don't miss anything, like with, when you are, your life is very kind of coordinating with you, like, you know, you really do what you want, you really, like, you know, everything is good in the life. Still you, like, you want to, like, design your kitchen differently because you really want to know what is life. Like, and this is why, like, I think, you know, even in the, like, you are born in the same family, and your brother is very happy to do something else, like doing, like, you know, working on computer and making money. And really when you go back, actually, like, you sometimes you really feel little bit like sigh about yourself because you don't have all those goodies which he has or your sister, you know, like there is like little bit shyness, you know, like little bit, but it's still like after 5 minutes, you recover, you know, like kind of like, you know, it doesn't go very long, you know. And then, you know, like, then he says, you know, what are you doing in this stupid India, you know, like, what is there, kind of like. And you don't have, like, any answer, like, you have, but you know that my brother is not going to listen this because, you know, he's into, like, you know, into that. So...
What does the kitchen stand for? Yeah. What does the kitchen stand for in the room?
I think, you know, this clarity, like you cook clarity, you know, somehow kitchen, like what I mean from kitchen, like, you know, you really start cooking clarity, you know, like somehow. So this is why I was feeling like to say kitchen, because, you know, like somehow you cook clarity, you know, somehow you really see through things, like, you know, although you have not made that amount of money, but you know that that is not good. Like seeing in others, no, like you really know that and you don't go for that. So somehow like clarity, you know, it's cooked in this kitchen. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Yeah, like I think, you know, still we don't know much about the, like, you know, this area of the mind, like, you know, physically also there are kind of, you know, some what you say kind of neurons, you know, in it, and probably like on that level there is a difference, like on the level of neurons. And what is neuron and something else, like two things are there. Is that
connection?
Yeah, like, you know, there are like very, very small, you know.
You mean just like chemicals?
Yeah, also chemicals.
Neurotransmitters,
you know, something like, you know, I don't know the names, you know, but, like, you know, so actually I don't know the name, but like actually there are few things, you know, which are different. You know. Yeah, with the difference.
So from before.
From before, like, you know, from before you really know that, you know, even living like a sattva kind of, even living like a very good life, mm-hmm. it's not good enough, you know. Mm-hmm. I really have to, you know, for my satisfaction, I really have to ask this question, you know, what is this life about, you know? Like how all of us have same body and not same, like, inside, you know? How come that somebody eating from the same kitchen, you know, can be so sensitive and other not so sensitive? All these good, like, very, like, you know, very, like, we really, like, when we live as family, you know, like brothers and sisters, you know, all of us eat same and probably also we are same, kind of. And still, like, there are differences. There are, like, you know, one brother is really loving you more, another is hating you, you know, because you are same. But one brother really loves you, another brother don't love you. So really this, you really ask why this brother is not loving me, you know, like I'm being same, and why one is loving me. So all these, like, very, very... like subtle details, you know, you really want to know, like, why life is like this.
So it's never choice? It's never by choice that a person feels averse to kind of the traditional life, traditional way of living in whatever country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The sort of the force that we choose kind of on a detail level.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, but it's something is like prior to choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So also that Krishna is saying like this prior to choose is also because you have chosen some, you know, some other time. Like what seems like prior to choose, what seems like pull or push, is also because at some point you felt that, you know, having everything, like happily, but that is also not good enough, you know, like really to, you know, like that makes me happy, but, you know, somewhere I want some more, you know, not from the greedy mind, like, you know, it's not from the greedy mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But there's the way of going, like kind of going into suffering,
mm-hmm.
on the psychic level or spiritual
mm-hmm.
level.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening here?
Yeah. So I think Krishna is answering this question actually, like in the next, like, you know, I will also answer, but like, let us see what he says. Yeah. Rajas pralayam gatva karma siddhisu sangis jayate tatra pratin astamam mood yonis jayate. So like Krishna is saying that people who are born, you know, like in this, into like with this working, you know, like doing too much and having everything, you know, because of doing, they, of course, have everything. But what he is saying, that what they cannot have is happiness. Like what Krishna is saying, like effect, that more, like whatever you do and how many things you have, that is not going to give you happiness. Like instead of, he's saying like that will give you pain, actually. He's saying like that life certainly is painful. That life cannot give you happiness. There is no way that from that life one can get happiness. Like this is what he's saying, and probably I think you know you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But still there's not a contentment.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's not an ease. And I'm going from that,
mm-hmm.
that type of person,
mm-hmm.
or that experience, and then go, like, having that sort of, I guess it's just basically the answer would be just, it's ignorance. I mean, why? There's still a lack, even though there's a lot of sattvic qualities, there's still a lack of
yeah, lack of this kitchen, you know.
The suffering.
Yeah, because like, you know, he's saying because, you know, that is not good enough because you really have to have a kitchen, you know, like where you cook clarity. So probably in that life, you know, what is missing is the kitchen. So this is why he's saying like, you know, in next life, you choose your kitchen, like, you know. And then you start cooking clarity from the very, very beginning.
So in the sattvic,
yeah.
Sattvic,
yeah. Like sattva person can only cook their own meal, kind of. You know. Like according to Krishna, you know, like this sattva person who really are, you know, not content, you know, like really having enough and everything and enjoying, but it's still missing kitchen. And then in the next life, they will have a kitchen. And then they start cooking clarity from the very, very beginning.
But they're not coming in maybe with the same level of sattvic qualities. Maybe something was kind of like it spilled out or leaked away in between.
Yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, many things are also from the, because, you know, from the family, you know, many things. Because it's like when you choose a life, you know, as soon as you choose, you are not alone. Because there is a family and many, many things. There is a kind of like society. So many things, you know, like.
And influence of the society.
Yeah, influence of the society and all those things. But then still, like what he's saying, that still some point, you know, you will start cooking, you know. Mm-hmm. Like you will not miss cooking.
Okay. And the influence is less of the cooking?
Yeah. Less because, you know, you really don't want to be pushed by the influence, you know. You really always want to come up, you know, like any kind of influence, you know, like it doesn't work. Because you really want to come out from there. You know, you run away from California to India, kind of, you know, like, to India and, you know.
Or just from one house to another.
Yeah, from one house to another house, yeah. Predetermined.
I'm wondering if there's space within our childhood experiences, and maybe like the love we get or whatever through that childhood experience, to have more space for it to be less already decided. Is that childhood experience, is that space, does that allow less predetermination?
I think maybe in childhood, if you have more space, if you are given more space, then you will grow quickly because of the predetermination. And if you are given less space, maybe this predetermination is kind of postponed till you stand on your own. Yeah, childhood, if childhood is given, enough space, then really, you can be adult, you know, while you are very small, even. Karmana surkatang yahu sattvika nirbalam phalam rajasam phalam tu som jnanam tamasah phalam agjnanam tamasah phalam. So now he's telling the fruits of, so saying that if you are living like a sattvic life, you know, sattva life, then fruits of that life will be like good, you know, good fruits, like you enjoyable. And if you are living like working too much, rajas life, then fruit of that will be unhappiness, you know, like more you work, more you have, more unhappy you are. Like, you know, saying like by having more, you can never be happy. Because there is more to get, you know, like what you have, you know, more than that, you still have to, you know, have to have. So he's saying like that kind of life always gives fruits of unhappiness. And if you are living like a tamas, you know, tamas life, then ignorance will be the fruit of that. Like you really don't question, you really like there is no as if like a you are not human, you know. There is not like, you know, like the basic qualities of human, you know, you really, so saying like ignorance will be the fruit of if you are living tamas life. Sattvans sanjayate jnanam rajaso lobha evcha. Pramado moho tamasho bhavato ajnan mevcha. So saying that from the sattva, there is a possibility to to have clarity, you know, not really like good clarity, but some kind of clarity that even sattva life is not good enough. Like if you, like yesterday he was saying, from the sattva life, you can you can make your choice either in the knowing, like, or in like experiencing, like experience of one thing and another thing. This can be like your way from, like you can experience, you know, this thing and that thing and that thing, and keep on experiencing. And then he was saying that then you will feel unhappy because there is always something to experience. And from the same kind of experiences, you can really be in the knowing, like in what you knowing of the experience, and there, like now also he's saying like that will be very fruitful to be in the knowledge of experience. And then you will like you keep on having these drops of knowing, and this is how you will change your kitchen, like in the next life, you know. I think, you know, it's difficult because like probably you have experienced rajas. This is why you like sattva. Otherwise, generally, like your liking will be like, you know, rajas before, because that is seen very clearly. Like you do, and you receive also. You know, in rajas life, you know, you work, and at the end of month or at the end of day, you have your bill. You know, like with you, it's like very very. You know, you really can see that. So like, you know, the first choice is like you really want to go for that, for rajas life. And then experiencing that, what you felt, because, you know, like in the beginning you felt, if I do this, if I have, you know, this big house, you know, this company car, and, you know, girlfriend from, you know, this area, And like you started doing that, and some point you have Aldit. But like when you, like, you know, sit and see, having everything, what you wanted, but still you don't feel satisfaction in, you know, although you have everything. So then you look for, you know, what will satisfy me, because like I made my list in the beginning, you know, this like girlfriend like this, you know, house like this, car of this company, you know, and bank balance like whatever amount. And then what happens, like as soon as you reach that, like that bank balance, that is always like very low, you know. Like that time it feels, this is like 1 billion, you know, is nothing, you know. Like these days, you know, 1 billion can be spent in 10 days, you know, it's not. Like, you know, really, like, you can spend. So then, you know, it's really, like, you know, is that enough? I should have at least 10 million kind of, you know. And then, you know, like, again, so probably, like, once you have experienced all this, then only you want to live, like, a simple life, you know, like, you really see what I need. Then you come to, like, your need. You see, I need to eat, you know, few breads, you know, like very simple food. It's really very, like, good for the body, because body feels very happy with very simple food. Then with very simple living, simple kind of living. Then only you come to this, like, sattva, because you want simplicity.
Yeah, but I mean... It is at least not possible to fall back to ignorance. Like,
no, it's not possible to fall back in ignorance, because like you really have kind of, you know, worked there, you know.
But if I think about my life, I see that I'm going up and down all the time. It's not that like I'm going up with feet and I'm not going down anymore.
Yeah, but like you go up and down, but like to a limit, you know. You don't really go down. So it's like, you know, this is like when you really, like, anything, like, you know, like what is life, what is alive, you know, goes up and kind of, you know, like even walking, even the wheels of car, they go up and down, kind of. You know, this shows that you are kind of, you are growing, like you are going, like if you are feeling up and down, that means, you know, something is going on.
Yeah. But my question is like, I'm aware of the thing that even though if I'm kind of a little bit coming back, I'm always going up and never coming back into the bottom. But like it feels like I'm trekking on a high mountain. And from your experience, do you reach a point in which, like, rather than trekking and going very much up and very much down, you're kind of flowing into the ocean, which would be much nicer. Like.
Yeah, but also I think, you know, it's nice to have some sweat, you know, while you are climbing up. Yeah, that is nice to swim in, like, you know, sea, but also sometimes nice to climb and have some sweating, you know.
Could you please give an example of samadhic life?
Like, I think, you know, between us, nobody is like that. So. The question is like, you know, if I can give one example of a tamasic person, and like if you have read Life of Lao Tzu, Like he was completely, you know, like, but like in a good way, like really using tamas, you know, not doing anything, but really being in watching. Kind of like a, you know, this is a, like joke, but like, you know, they were like two friends, like, you know. Like, so, yeah, I think, yeah. So, they were really friends, and they were lying down under a mango tree.
Under what?
Under a mango tree. Both of them were kind of lying down, and when mango fell, so one mango fell on one's belly, and then he was asking the other, can you put this mango on my mouth so that I can eat? So the other said, you know, like a dog was peeing in my mouth and I didn't say hot, and do you think that I can put this mango in your mouth? You know, like, kind of like, so this is like a tamas life, you know. Like the other one, you know, like he said, you know, like, are you stupid, you know, to asking me this help because a dog was peeing in my mouth and I didn't say hut. like, you know, this kind of... so this is like this kind of is.
It's quite clear.
Yes, the joke is actually like, you know, the one, like two really, you know, sometimes, you know, people really want to show that, the, you know, they were really like very, very tamas, you know, like they don't do anything. They were almost lying down, and one day they were lying down under a mango tree, and one ripe mango fall on the belly of one, you know, and he was not daring to, like, you know, to pick the mango and eat. So he was asking his friend, you know, can you put this mango in my mouth so that I can eat? So he said, you know, like a dog was peeing in my mouth. I didn't say hut, like, you know, and how can I, you know, put this mango in your mouth, you know? Like, I'm, like, more lazier than you, kind of. Yeah.
ऊर्ध्व गच्छन्ति सत्वद्धा मध्य तिष्ठन्ति राजसा जघन्य गुण पुलिस तथा अधो गच्छन्ति तामसा.
So saying that from this sattva, there is a way to go up, to climb up. And from the rajas, you always have to kind of, as long as you are not bored of it, of rajas, then you will always be there, because there is always something to do and always something to get. So saying like, you will stay there till you haven't understood that. And jaghanya guna vrittiya adho gacchanti tamasa. And tamas will always stay in ignorance, you know, always ignorance, and this will be the kind of fruits of. So saying, if you really want to go up, then some point you have to choose sattva, and then from there, going up is possible. Sattva is like a kind of balance, you know, activity. When you act enough and, you know, enjoy enough. Yeah, rajas is like very, very active life. Yes, please.
If you get here with specific...
Yeah, because like, you know, seeing yourself, you know, what you like really. Not like there is a way of, like I can pretend me, you know. I can pretend that I am sattva. But like if I'm honest to me, then I know that, you know, like how I am. So like really seeing this, you can know about yourself, how you are. Actually, like, you know, he's talking like about, you know, in this life, like he's speaking this so that we can understand about ourselves, like why I am, like who I am. And then, like, once we understand why I am who I am, then maybe there is a chance to proceed, to change.
You...
Yeah, yeah.
But if I can learn it now.
If I can?
If you can learn it by like reading this book, you don't have really to be born with it. It's like in your life.
Yeah.
Born in your life.
Yeah,
it's not like choosing it. Because you talked about that everything is like chosen before.
Yeah, like, you know, he's talking like, you know, how we are. And then probably now he will talk like how we can change ourselves in this life. Like, you know, maybe next, you know, like, you know, next lines, you know, maybe probably. Now he was talking like how we are, to know about ourselves, you know, how we are. And then maybe, like, there is a way to change, you know, like your, even in this life. So I think, you know, he will talk after, yeah, about that. So maybe we can sit quietly.